I'm very tired. I did not sleep well last night. I was about to try to make some dumb joke of like intro to this ass or something, and it wasn't gonna be.
Intro to this ass.
I
This is the ass. See it in its natural habitat. The following podcast is not approved by the Comics Code Authority. Listener discretion is advised. Hello and welcome to the Retcon Podcast, your friendly weekly neighborhood comic book club, where we experience the history of Marvel through the eyes of Spider-Man.
Woo! Sexy! Oh,
yeah.
Mm, right off the tongue. It's good. Yes, it rolled off the tip of the tongue. Come on, guys! Fuck!
Right off the tongue. This week, we will be diving back into 1968 with The Amazing Spider-Man 62 and 63, which are some choice issues. I'm Parker Robbins, they, them.
I'm Stephanie Johnson Shearer.
I'm Catalicia, they, them. Listen, I haven't slept in days.
This is going to be a very silly, a silly episode. I can feel it.
Listen, we told you guys, we moved to Thursday mornings.
Yeah.
And we're not sorry.
No, I'm just sorry. I couldn't fall asleep till almost 3 a.m.
I am sorry about that.
Oh my God. We should, I would, look, I did it last week. If you need to sleep.
Here's the thing, though, is that we change a day and the same thing's just going to happen on another day. I'm not going to fall asleep till 3 a.m.
Oh.
And this weekend is the Doctor Who convention, and there's absolutely no way I'm going to have time.
Yeah.
For any of that. That's okay, though. I love being a little sleepy drunk, you know?
Parker and Kat just looked at each other for a prolonged period of time and just nodded. So many words were passed through their eyes.
It was Parker.
I felt like I saw 100 memories.
It was like I felt Parker just like a soft moment of, you didn't break your sobriety while I was asleep, did you?
Parker's gone now. Parker's
out. Listen, when you've been as sober as long as I have, you have to make jokes about things, okay? Ah, dark humor is the only way to survive this fucked up world.
So we had a little pre-recording check-in, and you know, Stephanie, we talked about your Beyonce experience. Do you want to give a quick summary for those at home?
Quick summary.
Spark notes.
I'm gonna see Beyonce. It was a bloodbath. Dynamic pricing is the devil's work. I got kicked out of the queue, but my sister came in clutch, slid in there, secured the tickets. We screamed, but also at what cost? And
a lot.
An exorbitant cost because of dynamic pricing.
Listen, this was your Infinity War, and then seeing the concert will be your end game.
Yes. Yes. Hopefully the
oh,
last
man.
10 minutes of
that means you got snapped because you did. You got dusted.
Oh no.
Oh, sorry, Stephanie. You absolutely got dusted.
But hey, when you
it's
come back,
dark,
Beyonce.
I don't feel so good. Rafa's outside. Oh, should I say his name? Oh, it doesn't matter. He doesn't listen to this.
Could you
Rafa.
imagine?
Right. Yeah,
He
that would
tells you,
be.
I listen to this great podcast, but I don't know, one of the hosts really sounds like you.
I'd be like, what? What are you talking about?
No, silly
I
goose.
actually can't read, so that's not me on there. I don't know anything about Spider-Man.
Haven't you heard the Department of Education is gone?
Gone.
Ask
I am a child left
me
behind.
to know about coffee. Okay. Any users?
Yeah, Beyonce secured. So
Done.
that's where we're at.
Perfect.
Yeah. Gang,
How
how
you
you
doing?
doing? I'm fine.
They lied.
I mean, like, more or less, I'm fine. I'm juggling and I'm getting better at it, which is exciting because I'm just a little fucking clown in a world trying to get by. That's it. Life keeps throwing some punches. I keep taking them. this last one kind of felt like I got headbutt though, and I'm like, oof. I'm in a bit of a tizzy, but that's okay because I got friends and Spider-Man and sometimes bad issues and a cup of coffee. That's great.
And yeah, I am tired. I went to a scam of a job interview
Fucking bullshit.
this week, and
Ridiculous.
that broke me a little bit more than normal. And then I've just been working overtime every day this week, so also just very tired. So
Whether or not what I think about this issue overall, I will say, God, wouldn't it be great to be tied up by a big hot lady's hair? I'd love that.
this is, I think this is where, this is how Spider-Man should be. Tied up.
Yeah.
Tied up. I feel like him, Daredevil, and Nightwing, I know I'm crossing streams here, but these
That's
are
okay.
all men who need to be restrained.
Yeah.
And they look good being restrained. And I think this is how it should be done.
I think I agree highly. You
Yeah.
know?
Medusa, what a diva.
Mm.
A diva, a female version of a hustler, if you will. She's incredible. I have no notes for this lady. I like how
No,
she
she's
talks.
perfect. She can do no
Yeah.
wrong.
She talks like Thor almost.
I
And I'm
know,
like,
that's what I was thinking.
and I'm like, a woman of class.
It's
She is better than all of us.
and she's right about it. It's
Yeah.
been, and she's right. Can't say that she's
Yeah.
wrong.
So, The Amazing Spider-Man number 62. Medusa has come to Earth on a goodwill mission on behalf of the Inhumans. But is that the case? But if that's the case, why is she slugging it out with Spidey? I just found a typo in the Marvel Unlimited app.
Idiots. I will say, misleading on the cover to make her a
Yes.
natural redhead to then cutting
Yes.
to the red, which is great. I love it, but I was just so weird. That feels
Yeah.
like a huge overlook in the recoloring of things, if that's what happened.
That is,
Yeah.
yeah, no, that's absolutely valid.
It's a huge overlook.
I will say she is also naturally the other color.
Okay, but you know what I
Well, it's not a mutation, but it's we'll get into it.
It all depends on who you talk to when it comes to a redhead.
It was shocking to me as well. I wrote, "Holy hair change, Batman."
I wrote, "This is a drag queen. This is fashion. This is America's next top model."
So this issue is titled "The Name of the Dame is Medusa," or "Make Way for Medusa." I do kind of prefer the name
Wait,
of the
is it make
dame.
way for me? Oh, it is, I get. Nah, fuck that. Retcon.
Yeah, the name of the
Yeah.
dame is Medusa is a
Nah,
really good
dumb.
title. Another Titanic triumph by Smilin' Stan Lee and Jazzy Johnny Romita, delineated by Dashing Don Heck, inking by Mighty Mike Esposito, and lettering by Swinging Sammy Rosen.
Why waste a second? Let's go where the action is. Actually, we're not going to go where the action is. Because first we're going to talk about the Inhumans.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Sorry, Kat saw me almost spill hot tea all over myself.
Yeah, I did.
I panicked. So I was like, this is it. I'm about to scream so loud.
Oh, I watched Stephanie watch her life flash before her eyes. Like every retcon recording we've ever done, just Rolodex right through.
God, that's so much time.
Yes, please, Parker, please talk about the Inhumans because I.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that she. I thought when I cut to like her thing, I was like, oh, is she like an X-Men? Like, what's happening here? Because the costume just felt very of that style. And then when I got to her saying she was an Inhuman, I was like, oh, shit, crossover stuff happening. This feels important.
So the Inhumans are not mutants, as confusing as that is, because they go through a process that alters them in a way and gives them unique powers that sometimes make them visually stand out. But they're not mutants. Completely different.
Okay, fair enough.
Mutants are homo superior. Inhumans are in homo supremis.
Okay.
You want to take the lead on that one?
It just feels like saying, I'm not black, I'm Dominican. It's like, yes, you are. And I'm like, all right, yeah, girl, go off.
I'm not white, I'm Italian.
Yeah,
oh,
sure,
fuck.
Sister, yeah. You are a POC, my girl. Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell.
So, okay, the X-Men, homo superiors, period. And the homos would agree. I'm sorry. And then the inhuman homo erectus. What did you say?
Homo erectus.
What did you say?
No.
Infidelis. What did you say?
In homo supremis.
Oh, in homo.
You got to keep it in the homo community.
Is it magnets or radioactivity that causes that causes inhumans?
Aliens.
Okay. Aliens.
Okay.
Aliens. So the Inhumans were first introduced in Fantastic Four number 36.
Okay.
In 1964.
Okay.
Essentially, so you know the Kree and the Skrulls.
Yes.
In the very long conflict between the Kree and the Skrulls, early in Earth's history, the Kree started genetically engineering humans to basically weaponize them for their war.
All right.
Okay.
It's not too far off.
Basically, the project then gets abandoned because of reasons, and the Inhumans just kind of exist separate from humanity, but still on Earth.
In hiding.
Yes.
Okay. I was confused because I thought, I didn't realize for some reason, maybe I did know and then I forgot and then was told something else, but I thought the Inhumans were much newer. I didn't realize they had started
me
here.
That was also...
Mm-hmm. Because I guess there was just, this is all from like discourse about like the MCU and stuff and whether or not X-Men could be a part of things. And then like Inhumans coming back, I guess, in the comics with Miss Marvel, because there was a tiff, right? There was something where it was like, oh God, what was it? There was some like weird rice thing about whether or not mutants could be used in
Yes.
the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And then they were like, well, fine, we'll use the Inhumans. And
Yes.
then, yeah, whatever the fuck.
Basically, because Fox at that point still had the rights to the X-Men,
That's
Marvel
right.
editorial really pushed away from the X-Men books
Right.
being as big as they normally are because it's the fucking X-Men.
Yeah.
So they started really trying to push the Inhumans as a thing. There were several events, mostly a worldwide teragenesis, which is something I was going to get into. Teragenesis is the process by which an Inhuman is created. Basically, they have the capability in their genetics, but then they get exposed to a mist made out of something called Terrigen crystals.
And it unlocks.
And it activates their inhuman genes, ascending them to metahumans.
All right. This is one of those interesting issues where we pick up, especially because we had taken a little sidestep, just picking up here, it felt very like, oh, just we're jumping in on a regular old like day in the life of Spidey, because it's not like we had anything really going on. You know,
Yeah.
like there wasn't any lead up, like it was just like Spider-Man is just swinging through, and out of nowhere, this bitch cuts his webbing and says, "Get the fuck out of my way!" And he's like,
Yeah.
"We're in the air. I didn't
Yeah.
think this would be a problem."
Yeah, he did not expect, like, you would not be expect, like, getting cut off in
No.
midair. He
No.
wasn't even merging. He's just doing his thing.
Look, lady, no friendly neighborhood Spider-Man would expect to be a hairy hit-and-run victim up here.
Neither you nor your sarcastic prattle are of any interest to Medusa. I'm in love.
Yeah.
She's got me.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh,
Clocked
yeah. And she's from the, what did they say on the cover or splash, whatever, in which Spidey battles the most fabulous superpowered Glamazon in the history of comicdom. Glamazon is a great drag name. I
him.
will put that out there.
Yeah.
But so much of this issue felt like, how do we write this for females? Like, how do I write this in a female way? Okay. We got this really hot, gorgeous, big-haired hottie who could probably rip, you know, Vulture in half. Hair advertisement. What the fuck, Stan?
Parker swinging their hair like a
While they still
diva.
have it.
That did sound really threatening.
Yeah, that did.
Yeah.
That's why I was
No,
like,
I'm just gonna
what's
cut my hair
written?
soon.
Oh, okay.
It's time.
I
I'm done with this.
is a lot.
It's a lot. But anyway, speaking of a lot of hair, enter Medusa of the Inhumans.
Looking fine as hell.
Looking
I
fine
don't
as
know how else
hell.
to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's not even up to anything. She's literally doing a survey.
Yeah, she's
She's
surveying.
doing a survey. Spidey's like, hey, are we not gonna fight? And she was like, well, for what? I have questions. I'm gonna go ask the people some questions. And Spidey's like, well, ask me. And she's like, you're a weirdo. I wanna ask a normal person.
I need an average man, which, like, maybe
Yeah.
take it as a compliment, Spider-Man. I don't
Yeah,
know.
maybe you're extraordinary. How about that?
How about
But
that?
men don't like it when the hot girl is like, I'm not interested in you. And he's like, wait, why? Why not? Come
Why not?
back.
That's okay. He is still thinking of gorgeous Gwendolyn.
Yeah.
Sad boy.
I wouldn't be thinking about it with this lady flying around, but
How could you? What do you
I
mean?
also, I'm blondes scare me. So,
Fair enough. Honestly, fair enough.
quick question for a future thing. Do we think that Pete has made Mary Jane do some bedroom Medusa situation role play?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Fantasy role playing?
Yes.
Asking MJ to play someone who's already. I mean, I can see him being dumb enough to ask for that.
Yeah. In my mind, MJ knows his identity. And he's like, okay, so one time. Okay, we were not together.
Just one time at band camp?
But there was this lady, and she had this green, look, walk with me, she had this green on.
The hair is there.
And when I saw her, I low-key thought of you, but nobody knows that because it was just me thinking that in my head. But I think, I think maybe you should try it.
Here's the thing, MJ would be so down for it.
The thing is, MJ has already fucked this lady.
Yeah, there you go. Fair enough.
MJ's already done it. And she's like, oh, yeah, I know her moves. Yeah. 100%.
Oh, that one? Yeah. We took some notes after. And let me tell you.
Incredible.
And then we cut to the right to page 4, first panel, immediately. I was just like, fuck me. This is so... I hate it. The window, look out the window. She's made to order. She's absolutely perfect. I swear to God, I felt acid come up from my stomach.
I was also stuck on the name Wilberforce.
Yes. The guy that he grabs is named Wilberforce.
The one that gets the job later?
Yeah.
That's hilarious, Wilberforce. I was too angry at this man's protruding forehead. I prefer the thing any day. Like,
yeah,
this dude's got quite dumb, a face.
Goofy ass,
with his little curly mustache.
I hate him.
Yeah, I mean, look, this guy is a stinker. He's supposed to be, but like, it's like real gross. I don't know.
He's really, really nasty about it. And also just like the epitome of advertisement, you know, where this woman just has luscious, incredible hair all on her own. And they're like, let's tell everybody it's because of our hairspray. And I'm like, classic advertisement.
Classic. Yeah.
All those pictures of food that look so great on menus and stuff like that. All bullshit.
Yep.
The way they don't even use the hairspray on her. Well, we'll get there. But
never. They never. It never even. Like, she's never even holding it in her fucking hand. Oh, God. I hate it so much.
And we learned that this incredibly feminist CEO is named Montgomery G. Bliss, which is just such a name.
Yeah. I blissfully hate him, you know? I don't even want to talk about him anymore.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about him anymore because we cut to her. She's so funny. She is so Thor-coded. She comes down out of nowhere and she's like, wow, see how they run from me? Cowards, why are they treating me like this?
Yeah, like, I'm sorry. Oh, you came down
normal people.
You came down on your flying, like, scooter thing,
and you are enormous. You are a large hottie of a woman, but you are 3 times the size of most of these people on the floor. Your hair alone is the size of a Great Dane. Like, I can't.
She got Scooby-Doo on her head.
Yes. And then the kid goes running and she saves him from fall. I love it. She's like, look, the long-haired creature caught that boy before he could be injured. There's no need to run. She means us no harm. And then everyone's like, oh, shit, okay.
Yeah.
Our bad.
And Medusa's like, I have come to your land in peace. The child is safe now. I merely desire to walk amongst you as an equal.
To which the cop says, there's no law against that lady. I beg to differ.
Well, yeah. Speak on it. But I half expected him on the next page to be like, but it is illegal to fly that little fucking thing around. So here's a ticket. What the fuck is that? Do you have clearance for that?
Oh, so good. Yeah, and then everyone's just ogling over how gorgeous she is, which page 6, first panel, she's thinking to herself, like, maybe I judge mankind too hastily. Maybe we could come out of hiding. Someone said she makes Raquel Welch look like a boy. Hated that. Raquel Welch is a hottie McHotterson. No reason to throw shade like that to her. But I love this line of, if she's not human, I'm resigning. And to which some guy said, from what? The human race. And I was like, hell yeah, guy. Me fucking too. Me fucking too. If she asked for my 6-week resignation, I'm done. Or 2-week like sign, I'm done. That's it. Mm-hmm. Cash me out. I'm not a human no longer. Mm-mm.
Whatever you want me to be, baby.
Whatever you want me to be, eh?
And then Wilberforce comes and finds her and is like, hey, I've got an offer for you.
Ma'am?
Yeah, that little tap on her shoulder. Yeah. One finger. Like,
ma'am. Hey. I have an offer. An offer, then speak! I fucking love this bitch.
She's yelling.
And then they offer her, he offers money, you know, be part of our hair campaign, whatever. Money, that doesn't interest Medusa, but your offer does.
I can study humans if I work for them.
Write the paycheck to Medusa and human. anyways, she's great. Love her.
Meanwhile, fucking Peter Parker.
I'm so over it.
He's like, he goes to Gwen's house. He's like, I have to, like, you know, talk to her. You know, I know that she's mad at me for what happened last issue, you know, with her dad and me pushing an old man to the ground, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, which she did not see. He talks about how she saw me hit her dad. And it's like, yeah, no.
She didn't.
She came in when he was already on the ground.
Yeah, and you didn't hit him. You knocked him.
Anyway, hey, leave me alone.
he goes to this girl's door, knocks on it, tries to talk to her, and she's like willing to listen. At first she's like, what are you doing here? And then she's like, okay, say what you need to say.
Give me something.
He did not think of it. He didn't plan anything. All this thinking and walking to her house and didn't have any sort of like plan. And she's like, all right, let me hear you out. And he was like, I don't know how to explain it, but just love me again.
No! Absolutely not!
So stupid.
Hey, hear me out. Please?
Absolutely. Please? So stupid. Even later when we finally see him at school again, not to jump, but like, and he's like, how could she forget me so quickly? And in her head, she's literally like, he could tell me anything. He could give me any fucking excuse and I'd believe him because I want to.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe it's because I plan every conversation in my head that I would have with a crush. But there's no way I'm going unprepared to anybody's house about anything.
Ever.
This is very shocking to me. Also, she knows her dad was brainwashed and like acting weird. So if you were like, yeah, he tried to hit me with his cane, and she'd be like, oh my God, it was like the brainwashing or whatever, it would be cleared up. It'd be
easily explained. Easily explained. He's just a fucking idiot boy.
Yeah.
Oh, and then her dad's in, you know, laying sick in bed, and she's like, don't worry about it. It was just Peter Parker, and I can't bear to talk about it.
Yeah. Rip.
And that's it. Fucking idiots.
But for those of you who hate to see a lovely lady cry, we'll change our scene once more as we enter the palatial office of Montgomery G. Bliss.
Honestly, not that palatial. I don't see what's so fucking fancy about it. I hate this man. I hate that. I fucking hate this man. It's so stupid. Oh, and then he's like, "You, I've got it ready. I've got a contract to sign. Like, let's go." And she's... I'm not signing your fucking contract.
Yeah, my word is my bond.
Yeah. And her hair takes up half of a giant panel, and gods, I love it.
And then we cut to a place we haven't been in a little bit.
It's the
Gentleman's Club.
Oh boy.
J. Jonah Jameson and Norman Osborn.
Yeah, they seem to be the only two a part of it right now. Mm-hmm. And Triple J is raging because there's some female refugee from a freak show. Living Hair is in town. No pictures. Ah!
Right.
That's it.
Yeah, no. And then he hangs up the phone and he's like, Norman, do you hear how ridiculous this is? And Norman, meanwhile, is just sitting there like, having
Spider-Man.
No, it's more of a Green Goblin. Green Goblin.
Yeah.
Why do I remember Green Goblin?
He's Norman's losing it a little bit.
Just a teensy whittle.
Yeah. In terms of Spider-Man movie, this is the part where the mask is talking to him.
Ah, yeah. Definitely. And all of that while Triple J is like kind of trying to check on him a little bit, but like meh. And on page 9, first panel, Norman like snaps at him and Triple J says, you're talking to a fellow club member, to which Norman responds with, don't rub it in. But why?
Because Triple J is like, he's making fun of Triple J.
Yeah, but I guess. Okay. I guess. All right, I can see it now. When I was reading it, I was like, don't rub it in. What are you talking about? But I guess, yeah, some indirect shade.
Yeah, basically, it's like a, you know.
Yeah.
The fact that we're in the same room together is gross.
Atrocious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you get here?
But, yeah, Norman having flashbacks and stuff, he doesn't get why. He can't. He's not. And, like, he as he remembers things, there's like there's a shadow over Spider-Man's unmasked face, and as he keeps remembering, it's like the shadow keeps like creeping up, and soon a face will come to light. Dun dun dun.
And until then, it's gonna drive Norman fucking crazy.
And if he goes crazy, what's gonna happen to Harry?
It isn't fair. I study and study and just get by while everything seems to come easy to Pete. He was just born lucky. Harry, what? You were born to money. Shut the fuck up, you rich, white, privileged little shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, Peter is constantly...
constantly going through garbage. His parents, dead. His aunt, almost always dying.
Do you remember? Like... Do you remember when Peter was taken hostage by Spider-Man?
God, he's got it so easy.
He's got it so easy. Oh, the two goons with guns that broke into their apartment, like, looking for Pete, that was so easy.
Well, granted, Harry did have to deal with that.
That's true. That one Harry did directly have to deal with.
Yeah.
But
you know, he's always got girl problems. Peter, nothing comes easy to this kid.
No, he's also, bad luck Charlie. So, come on, Harry.
He's so behind on his schoolwork.
I couldn't believe we finally saw school.
He hasn't been to class in weeks. The teacher doesn't know his name anymore.
Why would he?
But we just get a little check-in between them, and he, you know, just basically they talk about Gwen, and Harry's like,
oh wait, I'm so sorry to interrupt you. When Peter comes in, I didn't think you'd still be up, having trouble with your courses. To which this is, I read this line and I was like, wow, I feel so seen. No, I'm just trying to learn to live without sleep. And I was like, fucking same, my guy. Fucking same. Same.
Yeah.
Relatable. Hugely. But yes, then they're catching up and
talking about the breakup.
Harry's like, what the fuck? She was obsessed with you.
It's almost as if Peter would have to really fucking blow it because he's not good at anything.
Because he doesn't have it easy.
Yep.
But
anyways, on to a different emotionally volatile female.
Now.
Look out, she's a tigress.
Parker.
Yes?
You know what you've done.
Sorry. But speaking of another emotionally volatile. No, okay. That's not what it says.
No, it's not.
But Medusa is truly just like they're doing a photo shoot and she's just fucking wrecking the place.
Yeah, like twisting her hair into all of these like different little poses and stuff. And she quite literally is like, I grow bored at having my hair arrange itself in different styles for your amusement. Goodbye.
And as she leaves, she's just like, and fuck this camera and fuck this light and fuck you, actually. You're boring.
Actually, wait, fuck you. And hey, remember, I didn't sign your fucking contract.
Medusa out.
Literally, Medusa shall not return. She straight up says Medusa shall not return. There is nothing more for me to learn here. Everyone's like, she's gone at last. Thank fucking gods.
Except for the CEO who's just like, no, I wanted to make more money. Surprise, surprise.
Even though she isn't... She just literally wrecked everything. You can't take anymore.
The amount of money it costs. Yeah, like cameras back then, I can only imagine the cost of that shit. But I'm sorry, a white man didn't get what he wanted. What's up next?
Help. Help.
Frames the lady. And why is Spider-Man so fucking stupid? He's just gonna jump. How are you just gonna listen to some random fucking white man of a CEO? Have we not already learned that they're all garbage?
No, he hasn't learned that yet because it's only 1968.
Oh, he hasn't learned anything. He's like, oh no, that red-haired lady destroyed your office? That's terrible. Oh, I'm gonna go try to catch her. And literally as Spider-Man's on his way to find her, he's like, well, it doesn't make sense to me why she would do that. But if she's dangerous, I gotta stop her and I'll ask questions later. When the fuck has that ever worked out?
Yeah.
Every single time. And it's off to go fight a woman.
And the whole time he's like, look, lady, I've never had to fight a lady. But I'll do it. And she's like, you are nothing to me. Nothing.
He doesn't even say fight a lady. He said fight a female. And then that made me stop because I was like, wait a minute.
Didn't he fight a female?
I don't think they actually fought though. Like when the circus lady, the snake lady, another snake lady.
Mm-hmm.
What was her name? The snake lady, the green one.
Who fucking remembers?
Oh, wow. Anyway, if Parker doesn't remember, then it really doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, the snake lady, she had a good outfit, but they didn't actually fight. He was just like, listen, ma'am.
Why are you doing
take
this?
You to jail. Yeah, I'm going to take you to jail. You're doing bad stuff. And then she tried to like seduce him and we were like, he's a child.
Stop it.
And then the police came and she was like, dang it. And then she went to jail. So this might actually be the first time he had to talk. Well, no, did Janet ever try to beat him up? No, she just talked shit the whole time.
Yeah. Janet would talk shit while the others
fought.
Yeah.
And I love that this guy's whole plan is we're going to have, I'm going to encourage Spider-Man to fight this lady. And then throughout this fight, everyone's going to see how kick-ass her hair is, and I'm going to tell them it was the hairspray.
Yeah. And then they, too, will be able to fight Spider-Man next to our billboards.
Careful, Triple J is like, hey, he's going to buy out the stock of that company. And yeah, they tussle. And it is really, the whole time is just a misunderstood lack of communication fight.
That is a must when two superheroes meet for the first time.
Yeah. And the whole time she's like, stop. Like, you're a waste of my time.
Nobody's trying to do anything like what you're saying. And this, you know, this is also kind of what he's going through with Gwen, because if he would just talk to her and tell her the truth,
maybe things would fucking fix themselves. Yeah. I don't know.
He wouldn't be so miserable.
Nah, he would. He'll find a way.
Yeah, that's true.
He is his own worst enemy on most days. But they crash out from her little, I can't remember what she calls it, something cruiser.
The mono cruiser.
The mono cruiser. They stumble and fall onto, thankfully, this roof that was right below us. And they just keep tussling. It's interesting. Was her hair always red like this?
Yeah.
It is an interesting choice because, like, with this fight, you know, you have her hair tying around him and the colors match, like, remarkably so. And I still think Johnny did a great, like, John Romita did a great job at doing a distinction between the two, but it definitely was like, oh, was this like a choice to recolor or was this how it always was?
And coloring would have fallen, I think, to Mike Esposito, not John Romita.
Got it. That's right. Never the fuck mind me, all right?
No, just it's just
no,
it's a truth. Whole
it's a whole team of people.
It's a whole team of people.
I love that on page 15, last panel, as they're going through this whole tussle, and he's getting pissed off at her hair and he breaks free of it, and she's like, damn, you just did that with your arms? Like, that's crazy. To which Spider-Man says, if you wanted a fall guy, you picked the wrong webhead. No, she didn't.
You're kind of perfect for this dude.
Like, you're the fall guy.
Yeah.
Also, you are in her business. She was minding her. You're the one. You picked yourself.
Came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say this makes them even.
That's true.
Because she started it.
I guess, but he also was in her way.
Yeah.
That's true. But yeah, they fight a little more.
I love page 16, last panel.
Yeah, Spidey just goes for a full tackle straight to the thighs.
Which, can you blame him? Not me. Yeah. A moment of silence for the horny.
He's a gentleman. He didn't touch her inappropriately.
No, you know, not at all.
By the knees. He took her, like, mostly by the knee. And even the way his head is placed, like, he didn't, you know.
Mm-hmm. Respectfully.
Mm-hmm.
Respectfully.
Gentleman. Sorry, wait, hold on.
Are you asking if her pubes match her?
Not in terms of color,
I know what you, I know where your brain is at.
Does the carpet match the drapes?
I know where their brain is at.
In terms of prehensile ability. Because do you think Spidey just felt like a little like...
No! Stephanie, what am I supposed to do? I'm in the same room as them.
Parker, you know Kat is already on the edge. Don't do this.
Like, I'm so close. I'm so close.
Don't do that.
You're gonna push me? That's crazy. That's crazy. What the? No. God. I know. I'm distraught. I'm disrupted. Everything is. I can't get the image out of my brain, and I don't like it.
Neither.
Now I'm just thinking about going down on a lady and all of a sudden her fucking
hair. I was literally thinking, because I was like, what if somebody's down there and then they just feel like,
need a little pet? Like, I don't need that.
Yeah. She doesn't like use her hands. She just has.
No. I don't need my face pet by the pussy.
It's like Zoidberg.
Shut the fuck up.
This is a cursed conversation. Actually, I want this cut out of the podcast. Cut it out.
So it's like the soft core version of teeth.
Oh no.
Parker, you terrible. Literally get no fucking say. Like, you don't get to say no to terrible this. You don't get anything. No.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. Well.
I'm doing good. They're fighting.
Okay. Yeah. So she's throwing bricks with
the hair.
I can't
stop thinking about pussy hair. God.
Spider-Man tries to put her in a full Nelson.
Doesn't work.
Doesn't work. She yeets them.
She picks up,
bricks.
Yeah, yeets them and then picks up those bricks with her hair.
Yeah.
This is Dommy Mommy to the max.
I really hated the last panel on page 17 when he's like, didn't they ever tell you not to broadcast your plans? And then he said,
oh,
that's the trouble with women. They just can't keep their mouths shut. Okay, I guess shout out to him for saying women. Shout out to him, I guess. If I
the fact that the fact that the bar is that fucking low to begin with is a whole other story.
My whole problem is that I know Spider-Man, Peter Spider-Man is not fucking talking right now. The man who can't shut up during a fight. He's constantly yapping.
Yes.
And he says women can't keep their mouth shut. I wish a brick would have hit him in the mouth. This is absurd.
It's absurd.
Knock his teeth out.
All I wrote was, you don't deserve Gwen, is what I wrote. You don't fucking deserve her in this moment.
And of all the times we do need you to talk, you can't.
You can't.
You have nothing. You have
nothing comes out of your fucking mouth.
Loser.
And you're over here on your fucking knees begging for Gwendolyn to fucking talk to you. Okay? Trash.
Bitches.
Trash.
Fuck Peter Parker. Fuck Spider-Man.
Fuck Spider-Man.
Yeah, and then finally we get a little bit of a conversation because Spidey tries to web her up and be like, why are you trying to destroy the city? And she's like, what the fuck are you talking about? You idiot.
Yeah, I'm not trying to do any of that. She also uses her hair to cut through the webbing again, and he's surprised. And I'm like, she did it earlier.
That's true, yeah.
He's such an idiot.
But yeah, she's like, nah, dog, I'm not trying to do that. And he's like, oh.
He's like, wait a minute. A CEO lied to me.
That's crazy.
No.
Yeah, he believes her. You know, standing next to Spider-Man here, she doesn't seem that tall. How tall is Spider-Man, I guess? Is he average guy height?
Yeah, I don't know that there's ever been a canonically established height, or if there is, that it has remained the same between writers or artists or, you know, whatnot.
She doesn't look too huge here, but other times she does look big, so I don't know.
Could be all hair.
Yeah, we actually couldn't see in those other panels, but the hair was holding her up off the ground, so she was just a little taller. Just a little taller.
I can believe it. I like that she just fucks off. she's like, I don't know who I can trust. I don't know about any of this, and I'm going to leave your race of madmen. Good fucking bye. And I'm like, yes, ma'am.
I'm going to report back and let all the Inhumans know that you guys still fucking suck. And we're going to...
Y'all are
stay
fucking
on our
trash.
Island, wherever the fuck.
Yeah, wherever they're hiding out.
And then we cut back to our favorite CEO. Just kidding. Fuck this guy. And he's just like, okay, so the photos are everywhere and they're on the TV and whatnot. And then Wilberforce comes
in.
Say?
I almost said Werberforce. I was like, what is it?
Werberforce. Wilberforce comes in and is like, hey, actually, our sales dropped. Spider-Man told the reporters that Medusa is fucking crazy. Also, the board voted to replace you. Also, I'm now the CEO. Fuck you.
I love the way that he presents this information. He comes running in as the dumb intern, quote unquote, or assistant. And he's like, you know what I'm going to do to this guy before I fucking tell him I got his job? I'm going to really get in under his ass. And I'm going to scare him right from the tippy top. You fucked up and it's really bad and our sales plummeted and everybody hates you and I got your job, baby.
Fuck you.
Bliss is like, it's all the fault of that rotten web slinger, to which Wilberforce replies, personally, I'll be his fan for life.
As you should be.
As you should be.
But Spidey himself couldn't care less about Heavenly Hairspray or Montgomery G. Bliss at this particular time, and he's just,
sad boy Peter, yeah.
The one girl I really care about is through with me.
PDO! Wait up, Wonder Boy!
Mary Jane!
Little Mary Jane heard the good news about you and Gwendolyn being
so good. She's such a, like, no fucks to give. You know, she's like, oh, I can go push some buttons and that'll be okay. To which he's like, hey, I'm just not in the mood. And she's like, well, hot damn, pierce my ears and call me drafty. Which I laughed. I laughed so hard at that. I was just like, that, I don't know why it tickled me so, like, it tickled the fancy, and I don't know why. Maybe because when you pierce your ears, it's with an 18 gauge and absolutely no wind can go through there. Like, it's just, this is not it, but I love it. She's so silly.
And sad boy Pete walks off with the shadow of Spider-Man looming over him. And the threat of next time, the vulture flies again.
He sure does.
Unfortunately, he does.
Yeah, unfortunately. Unfortunately, for a lot of reasons. I took almost no notes on this issue because I was fucking angry through the whole thing.
Hey, that's okay. We can run through this one.
For those at home, Stephanie's notebook for number issue 63 literally just said two vultures.
That's it.
So yes, now we're jumping into The Amazing Spider-Man number 63. It's not often that Spider-Man has to break up a fight between two supervillains, but this time it's Vulture against Vulture in Wings in the Night, peerlessly produced by Stan the Man Lee and Johnny Ring-a-Ding Romita, aided and abetted by Don Hero Heck, inking by Mike Esposito and lettering by Sam Rosen.
Yes.
Two vultures confused me because I was like, one of them's supposed to be dead. What the hell's going on? And that's why I got the initial one note that I have. Two vultures.
Two vultures. I love that just this. I mean, talking about this issue is going to be very, I don't know. It's easy. Like, I'm just going to jump around. The fact that this man's will to live came from nothing but sheer hatred is respectable.
Hatred, spite.
To have the hate fuel you to heal your ill self. Don't even know what you're ill with. I remember when he was dying, we were like, why is he dying? And it was just like, he's dead. Okay, I guess. But Drago, who should never have made an appearance back in Spider-Man, is back. Not to just be referred to as Drago, but as the horrific name that somehow continuously got said more than 10 fucking times in this entire issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is old Vulture's name? What's his real name? I always forget.
Adrian Toomes.
God, do we ever, when the fuck did we get that name?
I don't know, but it's Adrian Toomes.
Oh no, I trust you. I trust that you're telling us the right name. I'm just like, Adrian Toomes, I don't remember that at all.
But young, Adrian is, the fact that he was dying, and then the hate got him out of bed, started a fight, got dressed as a cop, ran through the snow, and then was able to nurse himself back to health so that he could make a whole nother suit. Incredible. Listen.
We gotta respect it.
Listen, nobody does it like the OG.
Mm-mm. And as he will proceed to prove as well. I do love that also his entire thing is hatred kept him alive, and he also was like, I'm gonna build these new wings And then I'm going to go steal my old ones back. I didn't give them permission to put that on fucking show. Okay. Thank you very much. And then you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bust out Drago just to beat the shit out of him.
Yeah. That was hilarious, actually. To snatch the old clothes and then just like throw it down at his feet in the yard. Like he's in prison.
In the yard.
He throws them down like gloves for a duel. He's like, put these on, bitch. Get out of here.
Bitch.
And I'm going to whoop your ass. Drago's confused, but he's like, look, if it gets me out of jail, I'll beat up an old man.
I'll be a bald man. And then the whole time he's like, I don't believe in ghosts, but I guess my fear of ghosts isn't going to stop me from putting on these wings and getting the fuck out of here, I guess. So cheers to that.
Yeah. And then we get a dumb Spider-Man plot, which
what the fuck is this? And he's like, oh no, the rain. He's like everyone in Los Angeles when water falls.
Seen him in the rain before.
For some reason. Yes, but for some reason now his webbing can't shoot in a downpour like this.
Yeah, and also like it can't handle the water. I'm gonna tell you right now, I've seen so many spider webs make it through the fucking rain.
He's made waterproof
webbing
things for his head before.
And skis and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, he's done all sorts of shit with this webbing. But Spider-Man needs to be a little injured for this issue, so he falls.
He hurts his shoulder real
just
bad.
Just so fucking stupid. So fucking dumb. And then he's just like, of all things to happen to Spider-Man, like, thank gods no one was watching, you know? Like, unfortunately, we have to. And it's the tomfoolery. And then the last panel of page 3, look at that fucking idiot. Look at him.
Just on the ground getting rained.
Oh no, now I'm just thinking of the Kendrick Lamar halftime performance and now he's Spider-Man, just one of the people.
This also, I don't know what it's from. It's some, I used it a lot as a reaction gif back in the day, but it was like,
it's Yamcha in Dragon Ball Z.
It's a little girl.
I was like, let a girl finish.
A little girl who is fallen face first, and she's just laying on the ground getting rained on. And somebody on Tumblr was like, I know how to make this funnier. And they made it, they like copied and pasted her a bunch of times. So now it's a pile of little girls getting raped. And my good friend from college, Shelby Alatmani, she loved that gift. When I showed it to her initially, she slid onto the ground laughing. And just anytime I see anyone laying pathetic in the rain, I'm like, it's a pile of little girls getting rained on. I wonder if I have it. I still have like my gift folder from Tumblr. I'm going to find it.
Oh wow.
Holy shit.
I still have it. I every time I change a computer.
The ancient
keep it with me.
Museum. Yeah.
There's millions. There's
that's
millions.
Bananas.
And I named them all properly about what they are.
You're a strong soldier.
I remember going through and naming my gifts.
So many gens.
Y'all, I was never that. Oh, well, I mean. He's hot. What do you say? Wow, y'all are better than me. I was never that invested in keeping up with my Tumblr in that way.
No, I had a GIF library.
Oh my god, no. I couldn't be bothered. I was also just like, you know, we've talked about it. I was like the quote unquote like stoner girl on Tumblr, you know.
So many Beyonce's.
And I was in that world. No, you're good.
I'm gonna find that pile of little girls.
I hate it, Stephanie.
Wait, if I named it properly, hold on.
pile of little girls.
I hope I'm
you
never
better watch found. Your fucking history.
I don't want to be found. Oh no, I didn't name it properly. What if I don't have it? I'm gonna wait, hold on. This is crazy now. Yeah, Spider-Man hurts his shoulder.
He hurt his arm and gave himself the sparkly head.
I also wonder if it's the same arm that he always hurts when he needs to have a hurt arm. You know?
I think it is. It is his right arm, I think. No, was his other? Shit, I don't know. That's a great point to make because it's like, all right, if it's the same arm and you keep falling on it, it is like,
yeah,
you know, prime for hurt, yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
If our listeners are out there, if you have an arm hurt tally, please let us know. And then we'll continue to maintain it. And be like, okay, it's his left arm this time. Yeah, I think that's a fun little game.
I think it's a good one.
I do like his little, oh, brother, my shoulder feels like it was massaged by the Hulk. That was funny.
I also am just now fully processing this police officer's like
rain outfit.
Like raincoat. Yeah.
He like has a towel.
Yeah. He's got a little hazmat suit on. Like, what is happening right now?
Yeah. He looks like a thumb. He looks like a thumb.
Like a thumb! Oh, yeah, like from Spy Kids.
People have been, I've been seeing a lot of thumb cosplays recently, and there's some good ones out there. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if there's like a Spy Kids resurgence, but there's some good ones.
So, yes, we get the Vulture breaking into a museum to steal the other wings, which is why? Why are the wings on display at a museum?
It's the Museum of Crime. Look at these crimes. Because the little plaque says the wings of the notorious Vulture. So this is like, you know, they probably got some other villainous artifacts in there.
Yeah, and
which
I guess
is kind of really fucking dumb in this city.
But I'm gonna say it's early on enough that maybe they just haven't learned yet.
The amount of people carrying bonds around in suitcases at this point is ridiculous.
They have business to do.
I wonder, is there business. A character who, like, you know, sometimes they have characters like, oh, I collect, like, just, like, even Mr. Stacy is, like, collecting, like, kind of Spider-Man information and memorabilia. Do they have, like, somebody who is collecting villain stuff? And do they, like, eventually become a villain? Like, it's like, oh, no, I just collect Nazi memorabilia. You know what I mean? That would be a kind of...
Only one way to find out.
Yes, we have to keep reading, don't we?
No, actually, the X-Men have a villain known as the Executioner, whose whole thing is basically, like, he's an FBI... Or, well, it's a couple of people, but... You know, FBI agent who has access to a bunch of stuff from various encounters that the X-Men has had with, like, aliens and whatnot, and just kind of makes himself suited up and then goes and tries to do some shit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I guess fair there's enough. Also, like, the collector, too. But he just, like, collects anything. Any whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, he's more of your classic standard, like, hoarder fanboy. We cut back to Spidey, who is heading home with his dead arm.
Dead-ass arm. Climbing into bed. He's like, good thing my door's locked. I can't climb out of this suit right now.
Getting into your bed in a web Spider-Man suit is so diabolical and nasty. This boy.
Because not only do you already stink, now you smell like damp, wet stink.
And now your bed is going to smell like damp, wet stink.
And you're not
going to
get warm.
And you didn't even do anything fun to earn it.
No. No. Ladies and gentlemen, and those in between, and those who are neither or none of the above, Stephanie just couldn't.
I was just mad because I was like, where's the left? Never mind.
I was literally going to say, are you thinking about what could have been the last fun thing that would have caused that arm injury?
Yeah.
But anyway, Pete gets...
It's fine.
Sleepy Pete gives us a little flashback to what happened with George Stacy because, you know, it's been a couple of issues, so just in case you forgot or you didn't read it.
Oh, are we talking about the third panel?
Mm-hmm.
You mean Stan saying, basically that line, at the end of it, it's sick of summarizing Stan. So it's just like, oh, you're sick of doing your job. Got it. It's just like, you're just tired of doing the thing you're supposed to do, which is your job.
And then we cut to the next morning where Pete, you know, rides his bike to school. He runs into Harry and Gwen, and Gwen's, of course, just like, I don't even want to deal with him.
Like, full on, like, out loud is like, Harry, don't do that. Meanwhile, Harry just looks back and is like, sorry, Pete, I can't.
This is all I got, brother. I tried.
I gotta keep walking with the hottie. I don't know. You're not allowed up here. Yeah, you can't
really
sit with us.
Up this time, Petey.
And then we get some Pete in class being like, I'm miserable.
I'm in love and distracted.
We've all been there, Peter. Yes, yes, yes. It's embarrassing.
Dear it's embarrassing. God. It is.
Yeah. And then getting called on by the teacher.
I do find it funny that the only teacher we have seen is Professor Warren, because it's always this guy.
I know, it makes me think like they're setting him up to be something, but I don't think they are actually. He's just a guy.
He's just that guy.
He's the only teacher they have in this giant ass college that we never ever see. When I got to this point, I was like, oh yeah, he is in school. I forgot.
And this is where we get the little moment of Gwen being like, oh, if he would just tell me anything, I would believe him. And then it's what we discussed earlier with
why is the guy on page 7 last panel, why is he purple?
That's a great question. I don't have an answer to.
I guess to draw our eye to, like, he's like, oh, he sees something, so, like, you know, I guess.
Well, sorry, I'm too distracted by the fucking name of Drago.
Yeah.
Bolded letters. In case you forgot.
Yeah.
I was so angry. I was sitting at our local game store reading these issues, and I got to this page and I just set my phone to the side for a moment. I stopped. I literally just set it to the side. So my friend came up and was just like, what are you doing? You want it? And I was like, why don't you go ahead and sit down? with me so I can be distracted for a little bit? Because I'm angry.
And yeah, you know, the OG Vulture drops the wings and is like, put on these wings. We're getting out of here. I'll explain later. Yeah. And so they do.
Which Drago says, once I get into these wings again, I ain't scared of nobody, not even a ghost. I like this whole time. He's just like, it's a ghost. Yeah. The whole time, it's a ghost.
It's a ghost.
Like, the whole time. Hey, how can you get up so high so fast? Wait a minute. He's so stupid. I hate this guy.
And then we cut back to Peter, who is, oh, my shoulder, oh, Gwen.
And Harry's like, hey, got a letter from Flash. He's finally headed to Vietnam. I thought he was already there, but never mind.
No, he's been in training. Okay.
There we go. And apparently, based on the sound of this letter, Harry's like, you know, Flash is really grown up. He sounds like he's a stand-up guy. And Peter's like, that'll be the day.
He fucking wishes.
He even sends you his regards. You two will probably end up being best friends someday. Foreshadowing.
And then out of nowhere, Peter's like,
why the fuck?
I don't pull my weight enough. I shouldn't live here. I shouldn't be your roommate anymore. I don't pay rent. And then Harry's like, Brother, I don't pay rent. Dad pays for everything. What are you tripping for?
Like, it just doesn't seem right. And he's like, it's literally no skin off my back. Forget it. Like, it doesn't matter. And I'm like, Peter, this is the most Peter Parker thing. It is the energy of the kid 5 minutes before class is over. What about that homework you told us about? Shut your fucking mouth, you idiot.
Yeah.
Why? Why?
Yeah. Just shut up.
I don't know. I'm living rent-free. I ain't bringing up a
Not
goddamn
at
thing.
all.
Nope.
Not at
I
all.
ain't bringing up a fucking word.
Peter just seems like, he's in a woe is me era. So he's like, I should make things worse by not having a place to live, and I will be the saddest sad boy to ever be sad around these parts. And
I'm bad luck, Charlie. I lost
yeah,
my
and then I can
housing.
just feel bad about myself the whole time. And Harry's like, girl, if you don't shut up, nobody pays for anything around here. It's fine. My dad loves me, kind of. So I want you to be here, so shut up.
Yeah, he's like, I'd be
Yeah.
bored.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think he has a roommate for
And then
fun?
Peter
Like,
the whole
well,
time.
he literally does have a roommate for fun. You're not like a necessity to him. He wants you around because he likes you.
No.
And you should feel good about that.
Bare necessities of the
Okay, that's you can't do anymore. Disney will come
Oh.
after us.
We'll cut that out.
Fucking fight me, bitch. I'll throw hands with Disney. I'll end up buried in a fucking ditch somewhere and no one will know what my name was, but I'll fucking fight you,
They'll be
Disney.
walking in the dark somewhere and you'll hear, oh. little echoes, and you're like, you start feeling like Norman feels about Green Goblin. And see,
The
and you're like,
yes,
what is that
yes.
sound? What is that?
Now, wait a second. That's leading to the conversation that I am secretly the identity of Mickey
Well,
Awful.
cat.
Parker, that's why you don't see me at 4 in the morning. I'm off running
Yeah,
around
that's true.
Or because I'm asleep.
Yeah, you lucky son of a bitch.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
Cat
Hey, Stephanie, you want to take a guess at what Parker just fucking did?
Those ears, man.
I'm
Maybe you
back.
should wear a beanie so
So,
it'll like lock it in.
lock that fucking thing in.
I can't help it. When I talk, my jaw kind of wiggles my ear and it just
I mean, like any of us.
apparently my ear says fuck that to headphones. But anyway, Pete being a sad, miserable boy, he's like, let me call Gwen.
He really likes to kick
That's what
himself when he's
I'm
down,
saying. So,
you
like, the
know?
whole thing with Harry, like, he couldn't get kicked out of his apartment. So, he was like, well, let me feel worse in front of Gwen.
Honestly, hang on. This is starting to feel really relatable. Hang on. I have a tendency to kick the shit out of myself when I'm down. I don't like this anymore.
And Gwen is not there because she's on a date, as far as George Stacy is concerned.
Yeah, I like that he's just like, I don't know, she's not here. She must be on a
Yeah.
date. I don't know.
I don't know, my
Yeah.
daughter's hot, apparently.
Didn't you know, Pete? My
I thought she was in love with you,
he must
but
have ruined that.
But hey, can you come talk to me
Yeah.
tomorrow?
Lunch. It's on me. Well, he doesn't actually say it's on me, but it probably is.
Yeah. And then yeah, we cut to Norman, who is of course.
We cut to Norman knocking on the fucking door.
Yeah.
Like, and it's late.
And he's just like, I want to see my son. I can visit my son if I want to.
And I do like how they're, because they're playing with his memory and like what's going on in his head. And I like that Peter answering the door, because it's late and there's a shadow over his face. And Norman is like, why the fuck is this? Why do I think of Spider-Man every time?
I see
this fucking kid. What is going on? And I like how they're mm-hmm. toying with that. Oh God, poor Harry. That second panel on page 11 is doing him no good.
No. Because Norman gets the sparkles and Pete's like, hey, Harry, your dad's here.
With the sparkles.
And Harry's like, Dad, you need to go to sleep.
Anyway.
Get some rest. You work too hard.
Pete's just like, this is fine.
He's like, I think like one of the first times he's actually like really thinking about it, where he's like, oh shit. He is the only one who knows. Oh, what's Rothwell do? I thought I saw you looking out the window, and I was like, well, D, yeah. All of the above.
But yes, Peter is doing, it is a bit.
And his little high turtleneck.
Yeah, but then we cut back to what the actual plot of this issue is,
which is
two guys in bird suits fighting.
Spider-Man is barely in this. It is all Vultures and Peter. And this is
pretty
where
much.
We get the full Adrian Toomes' recounting of what, you know, happened and how he survived death. We discussed this earlier, but it's hate. It's hatred and spite. Kept him alive, and now he's here to whoop ass. And that's exactly what he's doing, because Drago does not stand a chance against this man.
No, absolutely not. And the whole time he's talking shit about how he is so much better. You're going to listen to me now, mister. You wanted a teammate? Well, how about this? You take orders from me. And this whole time he's just talking shit. And OG Vulture is like, you think I need you?
I truly don't.
Oh, that's hilarious. Because I'm going to knock your bitch ass out of the sky.
Ka-ka, motherfucker.
Fatak!
Glad I didn't have the water in my mouth yet. Oh my God. That would have been
It's good. And the whole time Drago is just like, damn, this guy's old as fuck. I thought I could beat him up. Like, what is happening here?
Meanwhile, there's like people on the ground being like, hey, yo, these bird guys are fighting up there. And Peter's like,
another day in New York, am I right?
What's funny is that Peter, he's like, oh, you know, my shoulder still fucking hurts. Let's go see what Jay Jonas is doing. I'm not about to be Spider-Man right now.
Yeah. I ain't got time for that. Two birds fighting in the sky? Well, at least they're handling each other. I don't know.
And it's not even like he's like, it could be some other birdmen. He's like, well, Drago must have broken out of jail. I thought Toomes was dead, though.
Yeah. I'm going to go see Triple J. Do, 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 do.
And Triple J is just like, you fucking idiot. There's two dudes in bird suits fighting right outside, and you're the only photographer I have at the moment.
And by at the moment, we mean ever. I just don't. When the fuck have we ever seen another photographer?
Never.
Triple J walks Peter up to the roof.
Literally grabs him by the wrist, it looks like. I never thought I'd be so glad to see that insipid looking face of yours. I did look up insipid. What did it mean? I think just like bland, I think is what it is.
That sounds right.
Lacking flavor.
Yeah, bland.
Lacking flavor.
Which is really funny. And then he's like, yeah, he threatens to annihilate Peter Parker. Quite literally on page 16, it's there they are, the two fighting, or the two vultures fighting each other. If you didn't bring your camera, I'll annihilate you. Whoa.
And Peter very calmly is like, I brought it.
Whoa.
Calm down.
I brought it.
And then we will later learn that the camera that he brought is tucked in his pants.
Yes, we literally learned that the next page.
Yeah.
Can't let him see that my camera's attached to my hidden Spidey belt. And right, like, on the crotch.
Look at that camera. That's not a small camera.
Does it?
Listen, is that a camera in your pocket, or are you happy to see me?
It's like, have you guys, like, actually seen pictures of matadors?
Yeah.
Like the bullfighters?
Oh, yeah.
And they just always have just, like, the giant fucking package?
Yeah.
It, like,
well, could you imagine getting fucking hit in the dick by one of those guys?
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely not. But that's just what I'm picturing in his fucking jeans. And that's
why the ladies are after
him. That's why the ladies are like, damn, what's in that front? Like, what's going on behind that zipper?
Yeah.
You could say anything, and I believe you.
Is that a camera on your pants, or are you just happy to see me? It's both, actually.
Gwen, I love you. Let me be your boyfriend.
And now, wait a second. Now we're stepping into pervert territory, Peter Parker. Hang on a second. What are you doing with your fucking camera and your pants like that? Hold up.
Yeah, that's
hold
weird.
Up. You nasty.
You're nasty.
But
I always can't. I can't. I just think of her every time. Like, that's something that lives rent-free in my brain until the day I die.
You know, there's a little kid that gets caught up in the fight.
He's so fucking stupid. Mommy, mommy, hurry, I'm frightened. He's right next to the door.
My little kid says frightened.
I don't know, but he says it three times.
That's what took me out. The realism, I was involved in the story, and then all of a sudden I was like, children saying frightened? Disbelief, suspense.
Okay, what if it had been frightened?
All right. I would
have. I'm frightened.
It still takes me out.
Okay, that's fair. No, I just wanted to see.
It still takes me out.
Yeah, and then we get a nice shot of Drago's ass.
Mm, it is a bit juicy.
Listen,
not gonna lie.
It is, and I'll tell you what. I don't give a shit.
Oh yeah, but as this fighting is happening, and they like knock into this balcony that almost, you know, kills.
Structurally, what's wrong with this balcony? Because that
it's bad. But Pete uses this distraction to just fucking ditch Triple J.
Hilarious.
I love Triple J's face on the first panel of page 18. He straight up drops the cigar from his mouth because he turns and Peter's not there.
I just realized that the texture to like create the feathers on the actual suit itself, it reminds me of Johnny Storm when he flames on. It's just green.
He's a little fire.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Very similar texture. And these two birdmen keep fighting, and Spidey saves the little boy. And I mean, that's pretty much where we cut off.
Little boy Drago's saved.
Like, dude. OG. OG's kicking my ass. I'll go to jail. I'm tired.
I'll never put these wings on again.
The vulture's too much for anyone.
And we close out with the OG vulture just swooping right towards Spidey.
Yeah, and he's got his dead arm. It doesn't seem like it's going to go too well. I will say, this last page, 22nd panel, Triple J looks pretty fucking stacked right now.
Kind of yeah.
He looks beefy as shit.
Well, you know, I think it's kind of like the Popeye thing where the idea of getting to wallop Peter Parker just like...
I also imagine a lot of his like angry fist holding is such a workout, you know?
He's just walking around.
Ugh.
It's like the original Shake Weight.
He's walking around very tense,
constantly flexing. I know, baby girl, you're so hungry.
So yeah, that is where we will leave off today.
An interesting two issues, don't worry, we obviously still found a reason to talk for 2 hours.
So next time we'll be diving into the Amazing Spider-Man 64 and 65.
Let's fucking go.
Which is just more, I think it's just all vultures. I'm not sure what, we'll find out next time.
Yeah, I was like, that's not for us to find
that's
out
not
now.
For us to find out right now. Okay, Big Parker time.
Big Parker.
This is one that I just saw this morning, and it's really relatable. It's just a panel. It's not even a fact. But so there is a new Ultimate Universe, which is Marvel's like secondary continuity, kind of updating the hero stories and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So they just restarted that, which means that basically in this alternate universe, a teenage Tony Stark is going around kind of being like a time traveling. He's kind of like Kang, but like traveling around helping people reclaim their legacies that were stolen from them, because that's kind of the conceit of
Tony
this universe.
Stark?
Yes.
Selflessly helping people?
Yes.
Sorry, that's...
A very alternate Tony Stark.
Okay, yeah, I mean, it has to be. And literally, it can't... That it's no Tony Stark I know. It's...
But so, part of this continuity includes the fact that this Captain America gets woken up in, like, 2024.
Oh.
So I just want to share this one panel with you, because I saw it this morning, shared by the writer of the Ultimates book, Denise Camp, and it just made me laugh, because it is the most relatable goddamn thing ever.
Okay, very excited.
For those of you playing along at home, the top panel is teenage Tony Stark saying, "Well, what's your verdict on the 21st century Captain America?" The second panel is a close-up of Captain America's bloodshot eyes.
Bloodshot eyes with, like, maybe some tears dwelling up. Like, that is so fucking relatable. I'm saving this.
Sobbing.
This
Me
is
too.
The glisten in his eyes, the furrow of the brow. Oh my god. He's like, I fought Nazis for this. I fought Nazis for them to just come back around with their full chest.
Yeah.
Sorry, Steve. Fucking sucks, doesn't it?
Incredible.
Fascinating. That's great. Love it.
So that's what I'll leave you with, because that's what I saw. I saw it this morning and I was just like, holy shit, this
that's
is
good.
So good.
Yeah. I like it.
And it's relatable to just everything.
Yeah, not a Big Parker fact, just a Big Parker moment.
Yeah. But hey, you know,
incredible.
Next week I will tease what my fact next week will be.
Ooh.
Because it's what I was going to do today, but then of course...
Is this a thing that last night you were like, oh, I have to save it for the podcast? And I was like, nope,
oh,
okay.
Oh, no. Sorry. There's actually a second thing.
Oh,
oh.
For those of you at home, you're fucking welcome.
Because Marvel posted this teaser, and I don't know what it means, but I don't like it.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Not digging her up.
Not digging her up.
If you are on our Patreon,
oh, no!
And in our Discord, I did post this in Spoiler Man channel. But basically, they seem to be hinting at the fact that they might be resurrecting Gwen Stacy, like OG Gwen Stacy, not Spider-Gwen.
Whoa.
I don't know.
And it looks like it's already been dug up.
Yeah, no, it's like a yeah. Dugout grave.
This is very... Friedrich in Nosferatu. Here. This is diabolical.
I like how ambiguous the shadow is too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's really no knowing.
No knowing who that is.
Huh, that makes me uneasy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, May 2025, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought we were going to just have a funny Big Parker, but now we have, here's the concern.
I forgot about this because my brain just doesn't want it to be a thing.
Stop it, Chopper. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Chopper!
Especially because...
Well, now Kat is the person who's like, hey, the homework! Because Parker had forgotten about this, and you were like, yeah. Hey, the thing! Wasn't there a thing?
Oh no. I am my own worst enemy.
There was a thing.
Fuck!
Thank you for joining us. This has been the Retcon Podcast. I'm Parker Robbins, they, them.
I'm Stephanie Johnson, she, her.
And I'm Catalicia, they, them. Like and subscribe, do all the things, support us, Patreon on Spotify and Apple Podcast, wherever you listen. Yes. Do the shit. Thank you.
Tell a friend. But yeah, anyways.
Tell multiple friends.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.